Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Jump up, it's a Friday morning. Taz the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio. Number to call, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
Mike and Pete across the way, Bogish with your updates as we take you right up until 9 a.m. Eastern time. And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way. Provide a seamless mortgage experience. 3 hours we got on tap for you here on this Friday morning. Welcome aboard. What's up, Taz? How you doing, bud?
Hello, the Moose. I'm doing well, sir. Yes, hello, sir. We got a packed show, as usual. Fun show. Friday. It's the end of the week. The work week. We grinded. We came. We saw. We kicked its ass, and right. We continue to do that as we barrel into this episode here.
We do, yeah. It's going to be a good 3 hours. Plenty of interaction. Hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Taz and the Moose.
All right.
Or give us a call.
Yes, you got that right. Okay, sir.
That's exactly right.
Oh, by the way, before we talk about sports, I had a little issue this morning. You ever wake up and have an eyelash in your eye that just won't go away?
No, I don't think
you never had that?
No.
Well, bless you, sir. And my whole drive here, I'm like driving with one eye. I got like an eye patch on my other eye. It's a little red because I had an eyelash in my eye. I couldn't get out of my eye. Flushed my eye, pulled my eyelid out, all this stuff. And we're working on it still today. This morning. It's not done yet, but I just want to know if you ever had that problem.
I never had that, luckily enough. Thank God I never went through that.
Dude, it sucks, really.
I can, if you're flushing out of your eye at 4 o'clock in the morning, I would imagine that's not a good time.
Well, I have eyes, I have eyelashes that are really longer. Yes, that's the problem. I have eyelashes like a rocket. I'm like a dancing girl's eyelashes.
Right.
Beautiful eyelashes. That's the problem.
Should be on the cover of Vogue.
Yeah, it should. Very unmanly eyelashes I have. That's the problem.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm glad you're able to battle through.
It sucks, dude. But yes, I'll be fine.
Toughness personified.
Well, that's what I'm all about. That's me, So.
Well, glad you can make it in, Taz.
That's not going to stop me. I'm here to talk about the Masters. I'm here to talk about the NBA playoffs. I'm here to sit with my man, the Moose, and do a show.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun this morning, certainly. You mentioned it, and that's where it gets us going in terms of the Masters, as the first round is in the books after we talked to and chatted with David Dusek yesterday from Golf Week. And, it is... it is as good of a leaderboard as you could possibly have after the opening round, Taz, where you had guys attacking the golf course, and certainly you look at Brooks Koepka and atop that leaderboard as he had an unbelievable back nine. Bryson DeChambeau as well, both after the first round, your leaders at 6-under par, Mickelson at 5-under, Poulter at 4-under, Dustin Johnson at 4-under. John Rahm at 3-under par, Tiger Woods there, sitting there at 2-under par. I mean, this is really what, I mean, CBS has got to be absolutely fired up in terms of what they witnessed and what they saw on Thursday at Augusta National, and hopeful that, this leaderboard does hold up to where they have one star after another. Because, if you're a fan of golf, or even if you're a fan of golf just when the majors do roll around, and they did change up the calendar where the PGA is no longer in August, it's now in May, it's going to be in your neck of the woods at Bethpage, out in Long Island in May, and then you've got the U.S. Open, and then the four majors close out with the Open Championship across the pond, Taz. If you just tune in for that, you want to see the stars play well in the big event. All due respect to the other guys, and I get it, and it's not it's not as deep of a field as you'll see in, say, the U.S. Open or the Open Championship or the PGA. It's kind of a select few group of golfers that get to compete for the Masters every single year, Taz, but you want to see the great players play great. And on Thursday, the majority of the great players, aside from maybe Jordan Spieth and aside from Rory McIlroy, who finished at 1-over par, but by no stretch of the imagination is he out of the tournament, they did not play all that well, but the rest of them did. And that's exactly what you want.
No doubt, man. And Brooks Koepka, we talked about him a lot yesterday when we had David on too, and that he – cut weight to do a fitness magazine with his wife or his fiance. I can't recall what it was.
Right, like the body issue he's going to be in.
Body Jones, right. So the thing is, And he definitely looked leaner. He definitely did. And we were all concerned. Well, not, you know, we were kind of talking about it yesterday. Like, is this going to be a problem? Even David was concerned. Is he losing this weight? Is this going to be a problem for him to drive the ball? Boom, 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 boom. Well, he shut everybody down with that because he played great. He did. He had a great, great day yesterday. So,
well, he did. And Taz, it's rightfully so. Anytime you're changing your body and you're that kind of an athlete, and you're going on an 1,800 calorie a day diet and you lose anywhere from 15 to 20 pounds in order to trim up for this body issue magazine that you're going to, I guess, pose with your girlfriend or have done it already, Taz, and you take 15, 20 yards off your drive, anything of that nature, and lose that kind of length, it changes your game. And I think everyone had every right to be concerned. But what Brooks Koepka said yesterday, what basically the message he had for yesterday for everybody was, don't worry about me. I'm A-okay. I'm just fine. And the one thing about Koepka is this, is like, you know, and there's great storylines. Certainly, you look at Tiger Woods, right? And everyone's into, and when Tiger's on the leaderboard on the back nine on a Sunday, the nation does watch because it's Tiger and then everybody else in terms of interest, right? I mean, I do love watching Mickelson play, right? And I do love watching Lefty play. And he had a great day and finishing 500 par and shot a low round of 67. The last time he went that low, he ended up winning that tournament, the Masters. He's won it on three occasions, but he fired out at 67. When you look at Koepka, the issue that I would have with Koepka is this, Taz. He's boring.
Most of the sport is boring for the casual fan, but it's funny. You're right. You pick out him, and you're right. He is boring. He's a boring guy.
Right. You can look at, a Rom. He's a fiery Spanish guy who sometimes has a tendency to lose his anger. We all know the story of Tiger Woods. You've got Ricky Fowler's been in contention, but he's in search of his first major. I mean, there's
Mickelson's not boring. You mentioned Mickelson.
Dustin Johnson's not boring. He's not. And you look at Koepka, he shows little to no emotion on the golf course.
Yep.
He has got this kind of air about him to where he's got this chip on his shoulder, and he is a little bit bothered that he does not get the same attention as everybody else on the golf tour with all the success that he has had. Well, I'll say this, though, sometimes. I mean, if you're not getting the attention, sometimes you got to grab people's attention. I'm not saying be a different person than you are, but don't worry about the attention that you're grabbing. Just continue to win. But if you're bothered by that, I mean, it's his personality. It's like watching a robot play golf.
Yeah, he is. He should be an MLB pitcher, like how cold he is.
Well, he's like Mike Trout of the PGA Tour.
Well, Brooks should do. I have an idea for him, actually. Being that he's done through the body issue and all that stuff, and he's in good shape, he should play in a tank top.
Yeah.
just throw some baby oil on, play in a tank top. People are like, wow, look at this guy. He's running around. He don't have to say anything, but people would say, wow, look, he's showing something. Maybe get a tattoo of an eagle on his chest, something. He might even have that for all. We'll find out in the body issue.
Yeah.
But, there's really no charisma to him whatsoever. Hell of a golfer. I mean, amazing. And the guy's, like I said, is in good shape. But, there's nothing to bite into with him. But
I mean, you could get into the outfit of Bryson DeChambeau as he almost holes it out from the fairway on 18, all right? You could get into certainly the storyline of Mickelson. We know how good of a Ryder Cup player, Ian Poulter has been, but he's never won a major on the PGA Tour. Dustin Johnson, Adam Scott's been ultimately successful. John Rahm. I mean, go up and down the line, and you look at Koepka, and I'm not telling you that Koepka, needs to change anything, but I mean, it's almost like he hurts himself with his personality. And
he's forgettable. Well, that's what it is.
Right, you're right about
the
that.
Way he, there's nothing
the
there.
The way that he carries himself. Right, and he's a great golfer.
He's amazing.
And he's great on the lead, and he doesn't make a lot of mistakes, and he hits the ball a country mile, and all those that were saying, because, we asked David Dusek yesterday, I did, of the top five golfers that were up there, and we're looking at, the Dustin Johnson, Justin Rose, who played poorly yesterday. That grouping of golfers that included Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, which one of those five guys would you say you didn't like their chances to win the tournament? And for the reasons that we mentioned before, he said Brooks Koepka because of the fact that he dropped weight and has put some of it back on, but made that a priority and it was on that 1,800 calorie a day diet, and here he is sitting there tied for the lead with DeChambeau at 6 under par after the opening round. And for CBS and for ESPN and for those that are airing it, I mean, the Masters, you're going to be into the Masters regardless of who's on the leaderboard, Taz, but it does make it extra special. At least I am, right? I mean, I do like it. And I know those that look at it and find, my wife finds golf very boring.
Well,
right?
She's in the majority.
Right. She finds it when I'm watching golf, she's like, are we really watching this on a Sunday in April? Right? I said, I just need to watch it for work. She's like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
And I get it. That's, I understand.
Sounds
it's
like
not,
my wife.
Right. It's not for everybody.
And me. Yeah.
Yeah. It's no, it's, and I get that it's not for everybody. I understand it. But what would make it a more intriguing watch and bring a lot more people in is if you had Koepka, Johnson, Tiger, Phil, all in contention.
The big names.
The big names on Jon Rahm on a Sunday at Augusta National, because then it would be legendary. It wouldn't be a Danny Willett popping up and all of a sudden win this golf tournament. It wouldn't be anything of that nature. It would be the stars playing their best. And you don't need to have that every single tournament, Taz, but if you're able to have that this go around, it would make it awfully special.
It would. No, I agree. And yeah. Look, golf, as you know, right? It's not going to do anything to change. I know you're not even implying this, but it's not going to do anything to change its feel to get more of the casual fan involved. Because it's traditionally, it is what it is, and it's loved worldwide. I mean, by so many men and women, for sure. I mean, I don't hate golf. I'm joking. I don't. I watch it during the Masters, like a lot of people. I don't watch it the rest of the year. I don't follow it the rest of the year. And but I got to tell you, CBS does a great job the way they shoot it, the coverage of it. And as we talked about this last year when we covered the Masters, you see a lot of these guys now, guys like Koepka, guys like Rory, these younger, in the younger realm, they're in much better shape than the guys years ago.
Oh, no doubt.
Tiger Woods is too, and he's been around a long time. But you know what I mean? Like, you could see Phil Mickelson, who's older, and he's from that other generation of where it's like most of the guys were running around, their bellies were hanging over their belts. You know what I mean? And they had sloppy arms out of their polo shirts. Now these other guys, they're all in good shape. So that part has changed. The athleticism, you could see more because these guys look more athletic.
Yep.
But otherwise, golf is just golf. And, I mean, it's the Masters of the Masters. And it's like, it's fun to watch because you're seeing a lot of great players. But you're right. We don't have those massive names.
Well, it does hurt.
High up, it does hurt,
right,
a little bit.
It does, and I know people get tigered out a little bit. And he even admitted that he thought maybe his career as a golfer was over in 2017. He probably didn't envision he'd be sitting here in 2019 at 2-under par at that stage of his life, Taz, after the opening round of the Masters. But you know, Tiger's a game changer. And all of these golfers, you know, DeChambeau, Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Jon Rahm, all of these younger golfers, Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, you know, and I think they have the understanding, and they don't play in fear of Tiger Woods. But if you are, you know, if you look at it and say, well, I'm tired of hearing about Tiger, and because people tell me that all the time, and I say, well, I mean, Tiger drives the boat in terms of interest.
Right.
I mean, he, you know, he's the reason, you know, you want to look at a impact on the game, you know, the effect of how money has gone up, right? You know, the tournament in terms of what you can make as a golfer, certainly interest in golf has gone up, all because of Tiger Woods and his dominance at that time. And yes, he's no longer that kind of a player, but certainly his presence when he's on the course, when he's in a tournament, it's a night and day difference.
Right.
And they're often, and he's going to be the one that you remember most of all. Of this era of golf, because he instituted change in the game like nobody else that I've ever seen before, nor will we ever see again.
Well, I agree. I mean, he's a household name, and he's been, I mean, Tiger Woods. And, you know, you don't have to be a golf fan. You don't have to be a sports fan. If you just, you know, watch TV and you know a little bit about sports, you know who his name is known throughout households worldwide for years. He's the guy. Like, you know, and yeah, sure, some would feel and get annoyed it's oversaturating hearing about him. Who's more oversaturating, in your opinion? Is it Tiger Woods or is it LeBron James?
I'm the best player in the world.
In regards to the amount of that guys and people like us do for a living, cover sports.
Well, I think it's LeBron James because I think the NBA
plays
is more mainstream.
Plays well, more mainstream, right?
But I would say it's. But I would also have a hard time, Taz, at this stage. It's going to be LeBron because he's also better. Now, if you want to tell me, okay, LeBron in his prime, Tiger in his prime, when Tiger, you know, was winning the Tiger Slam,
sure.
And he winning a U.S. Open on one good knee, would I say it's comparable? Yeah, I'd say they're neck and neck.
Yeah,
because
no,
I would,
I agree.
You know, when I think Tiger Woods at his peak was probably the most recognizable athlete in the world. I mean, I do think that because of how popular golf is around the world. I would say those two guys would probably be neck and neck, and I'd probably tell you that more people talked about Tiger Woods than they did talk about LeBron James at their peak. But now, you know, I'd probably say it's LeBron James because of the interest in the NBA and the interest in him and what kind of career that he's had and the fact that Tiger's not been the same player in about, 10, 11 years.
Right. And, yeah, no, you're right. No, I agree with you on that. I just the thing is, it's funny, right? Like, both those guys in their respective sports, it's like they have been constantly hyped, and they're both great and amazing, and they're Mount Rushmore guys in their said sport, right? You know what I mean?
They are, but I would say this, Tyus, wouldn't you compare in terms of, put the interest aside, in terms of being a game changer, wouldn't you say Tiger is more like Michael than Tiger's more like LeBron? Because Michael helped save the NBA. Michael, in terms of the popularity of the sport, took it to another level. Michael, with what he did with his brand with Nike, right?
Oh, yeah. Same. Yeah.
Tiger has done not only with the golf clubs and everything like that, but Nike apparel, but also building golf courses all over the place.
True.
Wouldn't you say that, more people, when you think about guys and say, well, it's still all about Michael, you look at this era and all these young golfers, a lot of these young golfers grew up watching Tiger Woods
play, yeah.
You still look at a lot of NBA players, and they have great reverence for what Michael did. So, I mean, you draw a comparison, it would be like you're watching Michael Jordan at the end of his career when you're watching Tiger Woods on a golf course.
Right. No, I think it's a better comparison, Michael and Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods. The reason why I mentioned LeBron and Tiger Woods because they're both still technically playing. That's why I mentioned
that. I know you mentioned that for that reason, but I was saying terms of being an institute of change.
Right.
I
mean,
LeBron,
Michael Jordan.
Right. LeBron has taken the NBA's popularity to another level, but Michael, you can look at along with Magic and Larry Bird, probably saved the league.
Yeah.
I mean, because, first and foremost, it was Magic and Larry coming off that 79 championship game, Michigan State, Indiana State, and build upon that and having those two guys land in Los Angeles and Boston, respectively, East Coast, West Coast, and everything alike. And then you had Michael Jordan coming out of Carolina, what he was able to do coming out with Chicago, and really captured everyone's imagination with his ability to kind of just hang in the air. And took it from there, and then became the ultimate winner, going 6-0, in NBA Finals. So I look at more as a kind of an institute of change. I think Tiger Woods brought change. I think Michael Jordan also brought change.
Yeah, no, I think that's all on point. Totally agree with everything you just said. How about Dennis Rodman? I'm just mentioning because he was. I remember back in the day, like as far as colorful, he didn't. He was, I'm being sarcastic. I'm joking about Dennis. Yeah. He wasn't at the level of Michael Jordan.
I'm saying
Dennis Rodman to me.
I remember what about Dennis Rodman. Like,
no,
what
reason
do you do
why? Because I'm thinking because sometimes my brain thinks away and I don't say what I'm thinking.
Okay.
And you're talking about these guys from back in the day, and I'm thinking of Dennis Rodman, how outlandish he was, and he brought he brought a lot of casual fans to the sport for different reasons.
Oh, no question.
He was just whacked out.
He wanted to see exactly what Rodman was going to do on any particular night.
He was about to see TV, the way he looked, the way he acted. And that's something that's like, I guess, like in golf, you'd say like dailies like that. Like,
yes.
Right when you say
right.
You know what I mean?
Signing a woman's rear end at a Hooters just outside of Augusta National.
So let me get this straight. So a woman would go to Hooters and either show her buttocks at a restaurant. And,
correct.
Hey, here's a Sharpie, sign it. At Hooters, you know.
Yeah.
Hooters is a great brand, by the way. Yeah.
Oh, great brand, yeah. I'm
interesting.
What do you think they paid Daly for that appearance?
He probably got north of probably 13, 14 grand.
Yeah, I would think so. Thinking maybe
and he
like
might
more.
Get a percentage. Well, he might get a percentage of like
the wings sold that night while he's in attendance.
No.
Percentage of beer sales.
You do
sales?
The signing, and then anybody who wants to take a picture, a lot of times, then you get.
Oh, then you get more.
You get more money on that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got
that's
you.
How. That's how.
What do you think? What do you
time.
Think he charged for him to sign her rear end?
Maybe
$20.
Could be. Maybe she had to buy him like French onion soup. Something, I don't know.
There's no French onion soup.
It's just wings at Hooters.
Yeah.
Wings and beer. Thank you, French fries.
It's great.
Oh, I got it. She probably said, I'll buy you a Bloomin' Onion. And he probably said, I'm in. Daly looks like he eats Bloomin' Onions. A lot.
We mentioned it yesterday. Not just the fact that you sign the derriere of a woman.
Yeah.
But imagine if you're like that woman's significant other, and she's like, I want John Daly to sign my...
Yeah, I know.
That's a strange...
I've never been a real jealous husband, that might get me a little mad.
Right.
Imagine if your wife said, right. Yeah, I'm going to have Mikey B, the producer of Taz the Moose, sign my buttocks. No, you're not, honey. Right. No, not Mikey B.
Mikey B.
Anybody. You don't want anybody signing your significant other's
body parts. That's my point. I know.
I don't want to die.
I mean, I agree with that. I agree, dude.
Do we know any more details? Was she married? Were her kids at the appearance?
It was just a picture I saw where John Daly said basically life is great and took a picture of this woman's half her rear end.
I need to see this and make some judgments. Could you imagine if she had a whole family there?
I have no idea what she looks like.
Buttocks. Imagine.
No, dude. That would be disturbing.
I've seen some crazy things.
I know you have, Taz. Well, I mean, I know you've seen some crazy stuff.
Believe it or not,
the
wrestling audience could be a little wild.
No, I get it, and I understand it. But, I mean, if you're there with your kids.
How about Pete the Body? He's probably, Pete, you've been to some signings, right? Appearances?
I've seen them, yeah.
Did you ever have any? No, you've been to them. Have you ever had anybody sign any of your body parts, any of the wrestlers?
No, I'm normal.
Yeah, well, I mean, but you asked the question, but think about that. Imagine you're sitting there, you're a family. You all of a sudden notice John Daly is signing autographs in the corner. You're at Hooters. You're getting ready. Augusta is a couple days away. They're getting ready for the Part 3 competition.
Wife
goes, I want John Daly to sign my rear end.
Bro, how about this?
And she pulls down her pants or at least a little bit so he could sign the top of her rear end.
How about this? Imagine you're sitting there.
And then he snaps a photo of it and puts it up on social media.
Braggadocious
Jones. Probably made her day.
Yeah. But just imagine you're sitting in a booth with your family. You're not part of the John Daly shenanigans of the signing. You're just there on a Saturday with your kids and your wife
and you
to
take
watch
that
it.
In.
And yeah, you're sitting there and you're looking at the menu. The waitress is there, and then you look over and you see this lady just throw like a slab of meat her body on top of this table and hands John a
Sharpie. She's not laying on the table in front of him.
Well, you need balance.
It's like the start of a porn. I would imagine she's standing up. Well, if she laid down on a table in front of John Daly as he went to go sign her rear end, that would be disturbing.
Well, it depends what part of the body. Maybe if your hip, she wanted her hip signed, she might have to lay down on her side on a table.
I think if you're getting a body part signed by somebody, I don't care who it is. You've got to get a life.
It's one of those bar tables that are higher. Now, maybe she's not tall. Yeah. Then she needs like a little stool to... Get up on top of the table?
Yeah, I mean, Taz.
The whole scene is horrible.
What?
Yeah, the whole scene.
That's right. That's cut, director one. Action. Take. Roll the music.
Roll them!
855-212-4227. What's your take on what we saw opening round of the Masters at Augusta National yesterday? DeChambeau, Koepka tied for atop the leaderboard at 6-under par, shooting a 66. Phil in contention, Poulter in contention, Dustin Johnson in contention, and there'll be a lot of others. We'll see what happens today. Moving day on Saturday, the green jacket will be placed on the 2019 champ on early Sunday evening. Want your reaction? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. It's Taz of the Moose. Friday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, this is Anne Liguori. Listen for my Masters reports from Augusta today through Sunday right here on CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
Someone's getting comfortable. Huh. Oh, you see that, Moose?
No, I wasn't paying attention.
The update guy, he walks in now right as the segment's starting. It used to be he'd be sitting here with us and, you know, have some small talk with him off air, like, and bond with him. Now,
no small talk.
The guy just walks in like, well, the segment started. Let me go to work. I'm all business. Wow.
Save it for the air.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you working? Are you working both stations this morning?
No.
Oh, okay.
And so that means you actually have time to you know, chat with us.
Nah, that's true. It's a fair assessment.
So
yeah.
You could have came in here before this segment.
And, technically, I could have. Yes.
And then you tease us because you're behind the glass talking to Mike and Pete.
Yeah.
Instead of hanging out with us.
Yeah. I mean, in all honesty, I think I was coming in here and then followed Mike into the control room for a reason that I can't remember now. I think Mike pseudo-distracted me.
That's rare. He never distracts anyone.
I said there was a new song I like.
That's what it was.
Oh, you came running? Oh, let's hear the song. No. Oh, look at Pete. And Pete, that's annoying. Pete, that was the cue to play his intro, dude. We worked on it. We rehearsed this. Look, look at this.
Tough room.
We rehearsed this, Moose. That was a layup.
We get here early for this.
Nobody was on the same page
as me. That's where there's a lack of chemistry here. No, don't make faces, Pete the Body.
We didn't rehearse anything.
I know we didn't rehearse anything.
Buy me breakfast.
You guys really just, man. That's the problem when you're one step ahead of everybody else creatively.
Oh, boy.
That's the problem.
Oh, boy.
That's the problem. I don't mean no disrespect. I'm just one step ahead.
You don't mean any disrespect to anybody. You're just one step ahead. Well, Taz, thank you for your brilliance. Everyone on a daily basis.
No disrespect, but I'm better than you.
Thank you.
You know what it is, Taz? Great players struggle to be coaches because they can't explain. Why they're great.
Listen. I'm just saying. My brain sometimes works so fast creatively, and I do, it's unfair to you guys to expect you guys to keep up, and you can't. I don't mean nothing bad by that, but still, it's okay. It's my fault, not yours. It's fine.
Thank you, sir, for gracing us with your presence every morning.
Yeah. Earl Hershire.
Self-confident.
We're all better men. We're all better men for it.
En fuego, queso!
All right, take it away.
Thanks, Moose.
Take it away.
This report is sponsored by H&R Block. Tax day's coming. Your time to file may be running out, but with H&R Block, you still have plenty of options to finish your return. Make an appointment, walk in, or drop off your docs at a Block office near you. Taz, we can't get too excited, but it seems like our boy Pete Alonso is very good at baseball.
No balls and one strike. Oh. Pitch. Alonso rips one to center. It's deep. Acuna's back. He watches it go. It's gone. A home run. Pete Alonso to dead center field. And it went into the fountain.
That's Wayne Randazzo on WCBS 880 here in New York.
That shot was unbelievable.
454 feet. It got wet in center field in Atlanta. It had an exit velo of 118 miles per hour, which is only the fourth fastest since StatCast came into existence.
Got to do a couple more push-ups.
He's funny, too. The rookie first baseman. Six homers, 17 RBI through his first 12 games. His 12 extra base hits are the most any player has had in the first 12 games of a career since 1900.
Exactly. Here's how this works. Yeah, you guys know this. As Met fans, and there's one Yankee fan here in the Moose. But this guy, we're going to praise him. We're going to love him. He's awesome. He's loved right now in New York. Oh, this kid is great, right? And then once he hits the slump that's coming.
He's Kevin Moss.
Yeah. We're going to hate him. This is what happens. This is what Met fans do, Moose. You know that. We're going to hate him.
He's great, though.
I love him right now. I just hope it keeps up.
No, I think he's here to stay.
I mean,
everyone goes through some slumps. And I get the point that you're making in terms of, you know, people get built up and then they get ripped down. But you give him a lot of credit. He's ticked off at the organization for not being called up last September.
Yeah.
Was bothered by that, made that vocal, made that clear. Wanted to leave no doubt that he deserved to be a part of this team, leaving camp down at Port St. Lucie. Got himself in the best physical condition that he's ever gotten into in his professional life. Was unbelievable over the course of the spring to where Alex Cora was saying he was the best hitter in Florida.
Yeah.
And amazingly enough, he wasn't one of these guys that was kind of built up to the unbelievable expectations. You know, sometimes you see guys and you hear about guys coming up through the minor league. This guy's the best at this. This guy's that. Yeah. You watch him and you're like, wait, what is? Hold on a second. It was almost like the Mets downplayed him. Well, he can't play defense. His future is probably in the American League. Yeah, he's got some power. Worry about it, maybe his expanding strike zone coming up to the major league level. And you know what? He's ridiculous and he's fun to watch. And that was an absolute It was almost basically like a 5-iron that he hit the straightaway center field that just kept on carrying and carrying and carrying it. And he hit it, you know, 400, as Bogus mentioned, 454 feet away, exit velocity 118. Only three players. We just asked that question. Judge, Stanton, and Trout.
Right.
Only three players
that's
in Major
nice company
baseball
right there. Nice
that
company.
Have hit the ball harder.
Harder than that.
Right, off the bat than what
I didn't
Alonzo
even,
did.
I didn't even know there was water in center field in Atlanta.
We found that last night. Yeah, we know now. And Rosario hit a nice shot, too.
He did, opposite field.
It's hardly, it's rare you see him get a hit. But, I mean.
He's turned it around.
A little bit.
He has.
A little bit.
Alonzo's here to stay.
No, I love him, dude. I love him.
And Van Wagenen made the great call. I mean, he had to break camp with the team.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Because there was that debate about, there's the case of having an extra year of control, right? So if you play over 100 and I think there's 186 days of the MLB season, right? Not counting off days, right? So if you are on that for 172 of those 186, it counts as a year, right? If it's below that, so if you only play 171 or 170 of those days, then it doesn't count. So the thought is, as you saw with Chris Bryant a number of years ago, as the Yankees did with Gleyber Torres last year, is, well, you hold him back down the minor leagues for 2 weeks. He only is going to count, play 171 of the 186 days in Major League Baseball. And therefore, you'll get another year of control for him. And Brody Van Wagenen said, no, the heck with that. He deserves to break camp with the team. He'll be with the team. Because the argument is, once you're with the team, you're going to stay
the team.
There.
Yeah, you're with the team. No, I do love him.
He's great.
I fear he's going to go in a slump, and then all the Mets fans are going to hate on him. But he's here. He's great. No, he's definitely, he's the man, Alonzo Jones. Yeah, I love it. That
and the Mets won last night 6-3 in Atlanta. The Padres blew a 6-1 lead in Arizona, then beat the Diamondbacks 7-6. The Giants blanked the Rockies 1-0, a 2-0 win for the Cubs over the Pirates. And the Red Sox scored twice in the ninth to top the Blue Jays 7-6. Rafael Devers, the game-ending RBI single. The NBA's non-playoff teams fired coaches yesterday. Dave Yeager out in Sacramento. The Cavs and Larry Drew mutually part ways. And J.B. Bickerstaff canned in Memphis. The Grizzlies also reassigning GM Chris Wallace and Senior VP of Basketball Operations John Hollinger. A quick recap now. Day one at the Masters. The lead is 6-under, shared by Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks
Koepka, who dropped 22 pounds this year and admitted it wasn't healthy.
That's Anne Liguori at Augusta. Her live reports resume at 10:30 Eastern here on CBS Sports Radio.
It's going to be amazing.
Did Anne get going with her reports on time yesterday? Because I know the engineers here were running around.
Good question, Moose. We're not going to answer that.
Why not?
It's a touchy subject. Let's just say, hold on a second.
What happened?
Well, they couldn't get connected to Augusta.
We got her connected.
Technical issues.
Oh, no, she was connected because then she did my entire update at 10:30, which is good for me, but I don't think the bosses loved it.
Stuck to the clock.
Yeah. Oh,
wait, what?
Oh,
what was
so
that?
So here's how 10:30 went.
Just spit something at what?
Yeah, he said they stuck to the clock.
She stuck to the clock.
Oh, she stuck to the clock. So that's a shot at you and I that we don't stick to.
No, that's not. You're reading way too much into that.
You know what, Pete?
No, it's not always. Taz, not everyone's always taking shots at us.
I'm ready to go at all times. You know that.
I know,
I'm ready to pounce, bro.
I know. It's exhausting.
I mean, he could have been taking a shot at you, but he wasn't. That was all about Ann. Here's what 10:30 was like.
I get a little.
This is brought to you by Wrangler.
I get a little. Sorry, I get a little.
I know.
It's
right?
Friday. It's a tense day.
Of course. Right.
It's a day.
Right. For everyone else, it's like, oh my god. For Taz, it's ramped up. Friday's the most intense day of the week.
Eyelash Friday.
Right. I know. So, okay, I'm sorry, Bogus. So
at 10:30, hey, I'm Andrew. This is brought to you by Wrangler. Masters Update. Here's Ann. And then she tossed, and I went, thanks, Ann. I'm Andrew. The update was over. I said nothing else. She tossed for a minute.
And that did not go over well.
No. And I like it because I'm lazy and I don't want to work, but the phone was ringing when I walked out of the studio, and Pete was already on the microphone talking to Ann down the line in Augusta.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is Ann coming on our show eventually?
Probably not now.
I can invite
Pete. How was that phone call?
Oh, it was great. It was one of the best calls I've ever had.
You got yelled at? Who got yelled at most?
Well, I think Ann was just told to remember that we want 30 seconds, not 3 minutes.
Were you blamed, Pete?
No.
Okay.
This is always a thing. So
no, I know.
Yeah, it is a tradition.
Unlike any other.
I wish I could get involved with this behind the scenes. Well, a little bit.
What's funny is I do love it. First of all, I think it's hilarious. Second of all, I want to do as little work as possible. Like Rich Ackerman gets angry that she steals time from him. And I'm like, Rich, all you do is complain about having updates. Now you have one less per hour because she's handling it. Yeah, love it. Embrace it.
Some people, they want their marks for being on the air. That's why their marks, they want to hear themselves. Nothing against Rich. I love Rich, you know.
Great but message saying, of work ethic from Bogus.
Whatever, I own it.
Really inspiring.
When I'm, listen, real this 6:30 is a doozy. I'm proud of this one.
I look forward to the Masters, not because I like the tournament, because I have one less update an hour.
Oh, and super,
thanks very much.
Super bonus this year is Ann will be covering the PGA Championship in a couple of weeks. So there's, and that's not always the case, but here we go.
So you can just intro and just walk away.
Yeah, if only she went to the British and was there with the time difference, it'd be my entire shift, not just the back half of it.
Let's have her at the NBA Finals.
Yeah, that's right. Right, and cover every sporting event.
Yeah, it would be good.
Right.
She's great. I like Ann.
Love Ann.
Ann's awesome. I used to, I actually.
She's part of the show.
I used to produce her overnight show.
Did you really?
When I first got in, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes, I did. A long time ago.
Wait a minute. She was doing, she was a
overnights
radio host.
Overnights at WFAN in New York.
I didn't know she was a radio host.
Yeah, she did overnights. Yeah.
I don't know her history. I didn't know that.
Yeah. This is going back now 18 years, 17 years.
Did you enjoy working with her?
Yeah. I enjoyed working with her.
Was it better than working with
It was weekend
Mike
overnights. You got to understand, it was weekend overnights. I was at that stage. I was a sports and news director for a 500 watt radio station in Rockland. I was doing traffic.
500 watts? Was it two blocks?
No. But it was, small radio station in Rockland
Close
County, but
radio.
Got an opportunity to do stuff there, right? So I was doing doing traffic on Cablevision, and I was also producing and doing Ann LaGorry on the weekends. So I had three different, at that stage, I was doing three different things.
As opposed to now,
is shining brightly already this morning.
Where you have 67 jobs.
Yeah, well, you got to, I mean, you got to keep the irons in the fire.
Yeah, all you've done is up the wattage.
Yeah. 1300 Memory Lane, Rockland County.
Wow, there it is.
There you go, yes.
That was really called Memory Lane? Hold on a second.
It was an oldie station.
Oh, I thought you meant that the building was actually on Memory Lane.
I thought that was the address. I'm like, they should be allowed to call places Memory Lane.
Yeah.
Okay. I used to do a bit on a TAS show called Memory Lane.
Yeah, I understand. Well, we used to do it here until we got rid of it.
Yeah. I know. It was weird how that got rid of.
Yeah.
It just kind of dissolved.
Yes. Or Bogus, are you done?
Or somebody, I'll give you some hockey scores.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, please.
Or somebody else at Memory Lane got involved, and then that's how it dissolved. And unbeknownst to me. That's what I think happened. That's just my conspiracy theory.
No, I didn't dissolve it. But
well, I didn't say you. Why do you right away think it's you?
You said someone else involved in it.
And it could have been anybody. There's a lot of people involved with the show behind the scenes. I didn't mean you. Maybe I meant you, but I didn't say you.
Okay. I didn't dissolve it.
Andrew.
All right, take it away.
Yeah, Andrew, yeah.
Thanks, Moose. Playoff hockey last night, three more game ones. Calgary blanked Colorado 4-0. The Caps beat the Hurricanes 4-2 in Toronto. One in Boston 4-1.
Well, now that we're on the topic, what happened in Memory Lane? Mike, you're the producer.
I haven't produced it.
Wow. Yeah.
Fair. What do you say to that, Moose, when the producer says, how do I handle that comment? Like, I haven't produced it. Like, what can a host say to a producer when he says that?
That's up to the host.
You got
to
move on.
Thanks. Just move on. Yeah. The guy says, I didn't produce it.
Well,
you don't like the segment, Mike?
Honest.
Is that why?
I liked it when it makes sense in the moment, like we used it with the basketball stuff. I don't like forcing it just to use it. But
I love to force it. Just force it. Every day we should have done it.
We're late. Now we are late.
We're late. It's, what else is new?
Well, but listen, I think when it fits, it fits.
Well, then it hasn't fit in a long time. No, we did one. Actually, we did do one recently.
Yeah, we did one. What was it? We gave you a pat on the back for your Virginia pick.
NCAA tournament stuff.
Right. You poked fun at me. You celebrated Taz. Bilotti got up and applauded. And
pat then, on the back.
And Bogus dropped to his knees. No, and we called it a day. 855-212-4227. That is your number to call. Thank you, Bogus. We'll get to the hockey scores next hour. We got to go to
Thank
break.
Thank you.
Bilotti is sweating.
I already gave him. Thanks for listening.
No, you got it. I zone out when you speak. Dwayne Haskins. Interesting attire for a job interview. We'll get into that next. It's Taz. It's Moose. It's CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is your boy, Oscar De La Hoya, and you're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. Save 15% or more on car insurance. Time right now to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Submit your question. If you're listening later on the show, we might answer your question. Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are exact fit for your vehicles. Brands you trust like Brake Best Select, Wagner, Thermo, Quiet. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. So NFL Draft is right around the corner, April 25th, right?
Yeah.
The NFL Draft. So, yep. I mean, we're winding down the days here till the opening round and the big Thursday night first round production, Taz. And one of the big offensive players, and certainly everyone has a tendency to focus in at times on the quarterbacks, is Dwayne Haskins out of Ohio State, who came off a 50-touchdown year for the Buckeyes last year in the final season under head coach Urban Meyer. So he's been meeting with teams, as Kyler Murray was meeting with the Giants past few days.
Yep.
You look at Dwayne Haskins, who was meeting with John Elway and the Denver Broncos. Now, he met with John Elway and the Denver Broncos. Now, how do you think he should approach that attire-wise?
Well, I know what happened, but I'll tell you how I think. Most people might agree and would think, and you might agree with me too, that you would probably show up wearing, dressed nice, business cash, as we call it. Maybe a sports jacket, maybe maybe no tie, maybe just like a man-tailored shirt, top button unbuttoned Jones. Business cash.
Right, you could do that. I mean, you could do the A-Rod approach and show up in a suit, as he did.
A-Rod does full suit Jones, tied, knotted up, square knot.
Right, I mean, I don't know if you remember the story where he was almost traded to the Boston Red Sox, right? Remember that? And then the deal got turned down by the Players Association because he was going to give up $50 million, around that number, $40 to $50 million, in order to make that deal happen, right? And the Players Association, Major League Baseball, said you can't do that. And then he ended up becoming a Yankee. But the point being is that he met with Red Sox officials during the winter meetings at like 2:30 in the morning and showed up in the Red Sox suite wearing a suit at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Maybe he just came from the club.
Now, that's a little strange,
that
right?
Is a little strange,
I mean, that's a little odd,
right?
Given the time of the morning that you're walking in meeting with them.
You're wearing a suit.
Right, and you're wearing a suit at that stage. So that was kind of like one of those famous stories. So Dwayne Haskins, I agree with you. He'd look professional, right?
Yeah.
Dwayne Haskins showed up with a meeting with John Elway, and he was wearing a John Elway jersey.
So, like, the more you think about it, it's cool. And
is it really?
It kind of. He's 21 years old. And Elway, even though Elway's older.
Thank you to John Elway.
He's around all these young guys. So I'm sure Elway got a kick out of it. Look, Elway seems like he loves John Elway, meaning Elway. So I'm sure
Elway's a great guy.
He probably marked out when he saw this kid wearing his orange jersey with number 7 on it. I don't think that he would look. They probably had a little fun with it. I'm sure Elway laughed about it.
Well, I'm sure he did. I find it to be a little odd.
It is odd.
I find it to be, and I'm not saying it's not complimentary to Elway. Imagine, okay, so someone's trying to get a job at CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah.
And they show up with a meeting to, and they want to get on air, and they walk into the room with our bosses, David Marinick and Mark Chernoff, and they're wearing Taz of the Moose attire.
And they want to be like they want to be the board up and fire Pete.
They want to be on the air. No, they're not. No, they don't want to work on our show.
Oh,
it's a case of they're a fan of CBS Sports Radio. They want to be an on-air host, but they walk in.
They're wearing our gear,
right? They walk in with our gear on. That's strange.
That would be weird. Yeah,
that would be odd.
That would be odd.
Or like they're walking in wearing a Tiki Barber Giants jersey.
Yeah, 21.
Right, that would be strange.
Running around with a 21 on. Yeah.
Right, that would be odd.
I love Tiki. Yeah. That's
a mock.
Well, that's a mock. A mock.
If you're Haskins, are a mock. Yeah, I get he's only 21. I understand jersey. I get we all go through that stage in our life. Time and place. You can't be wearing a jersey of John Elway as you're meeting with John Elway.
He walked behind closed Elway right now. I was like, man, I love that Haskins kid.
It's Taz and the Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.